Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn, and touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta could make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at Kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yes! Welcome to Drinking Bros. We got a little afternoon show, D'Anthony, a little Monday afternooner.
A little afternoon delight.
With one of our favorite comedians in the land, J.P. Sears is here. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, Ross. I'm potentially not one of your favorites, but maybe the favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. I mean, yeah. You're being very humble, but you can own it.
No, and I will, because look, to me and our family, my wife is sitting off camera. There is a little man named Martin Short. And then J.P. Sears, like that is our onesie-twosie.
Why would it be Martin? Household. Why Martin Short?
Jesse, my wife, has this Martin Short
tattoo.
Fetish.
Oh, it's a tattoo on her lower back?
It's a fetish, yeah. I mean, look, she's got a full face that covers her entire back of Martin Short's face. Mm. But it's strange, and I've never understood the Martin Short thing at all.
Yeah.
Because he always plays the characters where he's a little boy at like 55 years old. You know what I'm talking about, right?
That kind of explains the fetish a little bit, doesn't it?
Maybe it does.
Maybe it's because he's five foot six and a half and she thinks she can dunk on him.
Is he still alive?
Presumably.
Yeah, okay. Martin Short is alive.
He's 70. I haven't seen him around in a bit.
He's 7 years old? No way.
Yeah.
No way. He's still playing 15-year-olds.
Yeah.
That's amazing. It's amazing. No, I actually saw him on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, and the weird part was is I liked Martin Short, the real one. I like him Shorn as well. But
yeah.
You can go to manscaped.com/drinkingbros and get a rating.
It's a promo code, Drinking Bros. That'll get you 20% off there if you want a nice Shorn Martin Short. But I liked him on that show because he was like a normal dude, you know? Yeah. And I was like, oh, he's just a really funny fucking dude.
What's that show he did where he was playing an interviewer? Like he was playing a TV show.
Jiminy Glick.
Glick. Yeah. Glick. Yeah, that was really funny.
I would guess it was Jiminy Glick.
Jiminy Glick, yeah. That was really good.
I forgot that was him. I appreciated that.
Yeah,
did you really?
No, but I want to I was about to criticize the guy, has he done anything recently? And I was literally going to say, I don't think I've ever laughed at any of his stuff, but then...
Well, the Three Amigos, probably.
Yes, that is the last time I laughed at Martin Short was Three Amigos.
That was 70 years ago.
I think he's so old, my memories of him have died. I forgot he was in Three Amigos. Mm.
Yeah.
Well,
but then there's some people, though, that you want to die and just remember what they were and not what they are now.
Like Chevy Elvis. Chase.
Well, yeah, Chevy Chase, Elvis on the toilet.
I mean, that's why Dennis Leary used to tell this joke back in the early 90s that he was glad Jesus died when he did. Because he didn't want to see a 47-year-old Jesus,
right?
You know, overweight.
Yeah.
Just still packing hanging out in his hometown, talking shit to people an old high school football
smoking
quarterback.
Cigarettes,
And they killed Jesus before he got really famous. He got famous after he was dead.
Yeah, like an artist.
Could you imagine what a famous Jesus would have been like? Like dealing with all the problems of fame, like a Justin Bieber
Logan Paul.
On. Yeah. And he's addicted to pills and everything. Oh, yeah.
He's constantly making himself wine.
Do you remember face tattoos?
Does everybody remember that picture of Justin Bieber getting a piggyback ride up the Great Wall of China?
Yeah. Yeah.
That happened in your lifetime.
Mine.
Yeah.
And it affected my life.
It should have.
Look, you're massive on YouTube. Your sketches are hilarious, amazing, and it's because they're very real. And what's going on now? You're one of those comedians where it's like, dude, I don't know whether or not you're being truthful or not. I don't know if you're a Republican or a Democrat. I have no idea. You just kind of showed up in the world and do these amazing sketches, and then you go wherever you go. Even when you walked in, I was like, where are you from? And you were like, ah, you know everywhere.
The oneness of consciousness.
Yes. Yeah, you're either like really into Buddhism or you're on the run from the authorities.
Yes.
It's one of those two things, right?
Yeah. And why not both?
You can do both, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people convert to Buddhism in prison, but
you can't give it a shot.
You could try.
Yeah. Why not? Me myself, like I prefer the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, but that's me. Like if that's when I'm gonna convert, that's what I'm gonna go to.
That's great. Yeah. But you're not there yet. But you're
not. I've stayed out of prison.
Cool. So,
but I'm obviously I'll probably murder someone someday. So that way I got something to look forward to while I'm in there.
What would you guess your motive will be for murdering this specific person?
You know, it's actually lower than you think.
Boredom?
Yes.
Or just like a mild annoyance.
There was a guy today. So this is a true story. On the drive over here, it's windy in Austin, Texas today.
It is. There was a wind advisory.
Yes, there was. There was this guy had blinds in a Porsche Cayenne. This is a true story. He had the window rolled down because apparently the blinds were too big for the Porsche Cayenne. Or that, or he just didn't want to fuck up his seats, whatever it was. So the blinds were sticking out of the side window, right? Well, one of the blinds, because it was so windy, and look, you walk outside, it's windy. Like, you tied your hair up today. It was down long, but it was windy, and you said, I'm going to tie this up.
Thank you for recognizing my issues.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome. And this guy did not recognize the issues of his blinds versus the wind. One of the blinds blew out of the window, going 60 miles an hour, and hit my car. I don't stop for things like that because I know it doesn't do any damage to the car. Like, I'm driving a fucking pickup truck, for Christ's sakes. I don't stop and I don't do anything. What I did do was when he stopped, I just slowed down and then I just stared at him for 5 whole seconds. And in that instant, I was like, man, I wish I could have murdered him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I point now. That's my thing now. And I think it's because it's what I did when I was driving around Iraq. Like, if somebody got too close, you can't always just point your gun at people. And I would just like point at him like this and make like eye contact at this point.
Yeah.
Like this. And as I was driving and I would turn, I would keep my fucking head like that. And I don't know what I wish I could do some interviews with those people to see how they reacted to it. Right. There's not a whole lot of, you know, other than, you know, getting involved down in the street level. Maybe we can hire some of these pollsters that are Nate Silver or something like that.
Yeah. To figure it out.
Can you go to Southeast Baghdad and just ask those people if they remember some asshole a couple of years ago?
Just pointing at them
for no reason.
How gratifying would it be in like the post interview if they're like, dude, like my life really took a turn for the worse after he pointed, and like I got so regretful over what I did that I didn't really realize I did, and it's just been crap. And
yeah. Well, look, in war, it's like slapping something out of a child's hand before they hurt themselves, because if they get too close, you got to do something about it. Right.
Yeah.
So if I just like be a dick up front, it seems like I'm a dick, but I'm way less of a dick than if I just kept my mouth shut, let them get closer, and then have to do something. Right. Like, that's how I think about it.
Like, the dick is preventative medicine.
Yes. Correct. Yeah. And it is in my social life as well. Like, if you can't handle me being a piece of shit all the time, then it's just not going to work out.
It's very true.
There's no point in hiding who you are as a person. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just can't do it.
Who are you as a person, JP? Who's the real JP Sears? Who are you voting for?
That's a good question. You know, if I don't know that I will vote, and I'm not a fan of either of the guys, but just to be real, because I think I get annoyed by bullshitters and people who are so scared that they won't speak their mind. So I'll fucking tell you, if I do vote. And by the way, if you're like, fucking JP, you're not definitely voting, like, go fuck yourself. Like, just think about that for a second. But if I did, it'd be for Trump.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't tell with your videos which side you're on, or if you just enjoy making fun of.
Why do you got to be on a side, though?
You don't these days. But
so
there is a lot of your videos are like conservatives or people in lockdown and things like that.
Yeah.
If you're pissing off both sides of the aisle, by the way, our good friend Marty Scovlin is a very good journalist. He works for Black Rifle. He worked for Havoc Journal back in the day. He's the only guy other than Richard Engel to ever be embedded with a special forces unit. And, I mean, he's a former Ranger, so it makes sense. But he, every time he posts something controversial, everybody on all sides are pissed off at him.
Yeah.
I'm like, there you go. You're doing well there.
Yeah. I like to consider myself an equal opportunity offender, and I sound like a millennial. I don't identify as on either side. You know, I think we're all full of shit. That's probably why God gave us an asshole to remind us of it. And what's important to me is to call out the bullshit, the hypocrisies, the egoism, the deception. I don't care what side that's on. it just seems to be like a lot of what I'm calling out lately seems to be on the left.
That's why I asked.
Back a couple of years, it's probably more on the right. Yeah. I don't care where it's at. And I also think it's complete horse shit that medical issues like wearing a mask, like should our civil rights be taken away? How that's become like a political issue. Like when the fuck did taking hydroxychloroquine to get rid of a virus, when did that mean you're on the left or the right? I think it is.
The right, yeah, right.
Which is just ridiculous. So anyway, yeah, I'm not on either side, but it's like I'm calling out a lot of the issues that happen to be on the left.
Yeah, that's why I asked. With your latest videos, like the virus in particular, since we're talking about it, God damn, it's so funny, man. And it's one of those things where it's like, oh, okay, cool. I think this guy is this. And it's just like, then you go back through your history and it's like, well, how to offend everyone is one of your sketches. Yep. Like, I mean, you've got, you know, hundreds of these that are amazing. And yeah, but it seems like lately, most of them are making fun of the left.
Well, you know what the funniest thing is, by the way, the more these people like you who are considered professional trolls, by the way, Trump is a professional troll. He's not a politician. Let's be real.
He's hilarious.
But these people who, like you, are professional trolls, you'll see them stay on the exact same path, but different groups get offended over the years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's weird, right?
Yeah.
It's weird how you can do the exact same thing every day. Like 10 years ago, I was making fun of Republicans for voting to get rid of Obamacare, 45 times or 46 times, wasted millions of dollars. They know they didn't have the votes. They just wanted to make political points. They wasted everybody's time. They're a bunch of bitches. Now it's all this stupid shit, impeachment and all this other. Like, come on, man. Can't we just do stuff?
Yeah.
Like, how much money? We're talking about we don't have the money for health care, for good health care. How much money are we wasting on your salary?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
You know what I mean? If this is a company and we couldn't afford to take care of people because of the executives, we would get rid of the executives, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Do we really need this many politicians? Do we need 438 congress people and do we need 100 senators?
No.
And we seem to have like the most childish 400 some group of people. I mean,
yeah,
when you look at the way they fight, like these are our leaders. And I don't actually think they're our leaders. I think they're people in positions of leadership, not acting like leaders, but acting like emotionally charged children. Fucking newsflash, like that's gonna like blow anybody out of the water. Yeah. But it's just hilarious really how crummy it's gotten. And you know, I think the left has been like threatening, like, oh, you know, we're gonna protest if Trump gets to do his constitutional duty of appointing the next Supreme Court justice.
Yeah.
To me, that's like watching, if you're playing a football game, you're the receiver, you drop the ball because you weren't good enough in that moment to catch it. Then you start protesting. Well, no, I wanted that to count as a catch.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, the Spotify employees like threatening to strike, walk out because they want to edit and censor Joe Rogan. That's like, count it. Like if I missed the basket, just count it because I wanted the points.
Yeah.
And then to me, on the Spotify Rogan, just the idiocracy of, you know, employee number 27,945 of Spotify, just thinking like, hey, I'm a $43,000 asset to Spotify. And I think my voice matters than a $100 million asset to Spotify. It's nothing but hilarious.
I agree with you. Like I saw the list of demands, and that's what they are essentially, of the Spotify employees. And then I compared them to the ones with Ellen, the Ellen Show, you know, on there. And like, look, is Ellen a monster fucking behind the scenes? Maybe. Who knows? I bet she doesn't even talk to those motherfuckers, to be honest with you. But that's fine. That she's Ellen and she makes $100 million, same as Rogan. She makes an ungodly amount of money.
Well, I mean, you know how it is. When your whole job is communicating with other people and you have to be on all the time and do that for your profession.
Yeah.
I don't really want to chit-chat going down the hallway.
Yeah,
like, I'm not trying to do a fucking walk and talk like I'm on the fucking the West Wing. You know
what I mean? Like, Dan, like how you mercilessly beat me up before we were on air. I was just trying to say hi to you.
That was to establish sexual dominance.
Yeah,
actually.
That was a soft rape, JP.
Dude. And,
soft rape.
And established it is.
Well, good.
Well done.
See, that's good feedback. I need this from the people of Iraq now.
Yeah, yeah. So if you're out there in Iraq,
that's called a callback.
Start asking the people if they got pointed at. No, but one of the Ellen staff, their wishes was, I want my birthday off. So for any, I'm dead serious. Any employee there was like, I want the day off because it's my birthday.
Yeah, I said that to my first sergeant one time, and he kicked me right in the dick. Real hard. These people have completely lost perspective about what it means to be a human being in society, I think. Like, did you see that woman last night? She's up in the cop's face, and the cop's like, hey, ma'am. He said, hey, ma'am, you need to back the fuck up.
Yeah.
Because she was, like, right in his face, actually making contact. And she stepped back for a second, like, whoa. And then she said, or fucking what? Or fucking, and then got right in between or and fucking and what, right in there. They just snatched her ass up, and then, like, she disappeared into a sea of cops. And everyone's like, what the hell? What the hell? And she got in a dude's face and, like, assaulted a police officer. Yeah. That's
more,
what the hell.
More
then she got arrested.
She found out the or what. Yeah. Part of her question.
Well, look, it's important that you answer people's questions, I think. And Here's the sad part about this, though, because a week from now, she'll be on social media posting. She will have received some kind of summons for a citation. Probably will never even pay the fine, right?
Yeah.
They probably won't even assess a fine. And she's going to spend the rest of her life. That's going to be her moment. Like, I was in San Quentin for 5 years, man. I did a nickel upstate. Like, shut the fuck up. You dumb bitch.
Yeah.
It was, of course, a skinny white lady.
Yeah, and she'll have a GoFundMe up, and it'll be a whole thing.
She's literally been oppressed zero times in her lifetime.
Yeah.
Zero times.
That's zero times too many for her, Dan. Well, it is. Are you still in California?
No, I live here. I've lived here in Austin for the past 2 years.
Oh, nice. You were in San Diego, right?
Lived in San Diego for 10 years. Yeah.
Yeah. I was in LA for 18. Dan was in California as well.
Yeah.
One of your sketches is what it's like living in California now.
Yeah.
You just posted that like 5 days ago. It's got 2 million views. Fucking hysterical, dude. And all of it is true. That's the beauty of your comedy. What you're saying is actually true.
Yeah.
But it's got a slight comedic spin on it where you're like, man, is he serious?
Yeah. You know, what's going on in the world is ridiculous enough that it doesn't need much of a spin. So
yeah,
like
the California
video, it's like, cool, I'll just take the truth and I'll speak this horrible truth as though it's a good thing. Like,
yeah.
I support, like, can we get more homelessness and can the governor close more businesses?
I mean, that's the Cartman comedy model. That's what I call it. You just make observations that are super fucked up. As long as the audience knows that the person making them is either a joke or an asshole,
yeah,
then you can get away with pretty much anything, right?
Yeah.
And it's the funniest part about your shit and others to me is that you don't even really have to change it up that much anymore. You just kind of, it's like taking a picture of a really pretty sunset.
Yeah.
You're just like, hey, look at this picture I got. You're just like kind of art is holding a mirror up to society, but fuck, man, it's getting a little too surreal at this point.
You know, it was funny. I think the video I released right after the California one, it's called The New Rules of Political Correctness.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually don't read many comments, and if I see a negative comment, it sincerely doesn't matter to me. Yet I happen to see a few comments, and overwhelming majority, like, people are like, yeah, thank you. But there were some, like, people pissed off what I was talking about. But what I was sharing is, what are the rules of political correctness? Like, we have to pretend the health condition of obesity is not bad for you. So shit like that. So then I made just a short follow-up video on my phone, like, announcing, like, hey, a new rule of political correctness is you're not allowed to talk about what's politically incorrect anymore, because people get offended by that because they know it's so ludicrous. It's just like in an abusive family, you know, dad's an alcoholic or dad beats the kids. They keep it a family secret. They know it's so shitty that we don't talk about it. And that's how shitty the political correctness rules are. People actually were getting offended that I was talking about what you can't do anymore. You can't say Bruce Jenner won the Olympics in 1976. He did not, Dan. He did not.
He didn't, Dan. It was Caitlyn. It was Caitlyn.
Who I think she should get her gold medal stripped because she was falsely competing because she competed in the men's Olympics.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what you couldn't talk about this today, JP? Is on Joe Rogan anymore. Because that's what they want to get out of there. In particular, the fucking men who are switching to women's athletics.
Yeah.
And that is why Joe Rogan is transphobic and Spotify wants to end his show.
In spite of him saying, hey, I love trans people, in spite of him, he's had trans guests on.
Mm.
But when he talks about, hey, having 35 years worth of testosterone flooding your system, then you transition, become a woman. Now you've lived 2 years with maybe normal woman testosterone levels, but you've still got the bone density, the structure of someone who had.
That's just a physiological observation, by the way.
And that's
all
why,
it is.
That's why we can't believe science anymore.
Right.
Science is hateful. The fact that science can detect physiological differences with hormones, and science is so erroneous, it thinks like a vagina is different than a penis.
Yeah.
They're the same. That's why same they thing, yeah. they look the same. Mm-hmm. That's why they're spelled the same.
They even talk the same. Both of them are absolutely identical. I think everybody would just be amped if you just kind of went to the Ken model of a like a Ken doll, where it's just a smooth front, because that's where we're headed, right?
Yeah.
I think later on down the road with like BTS, like that Korean pop group, that K-pop group, that I feel like I'm constantly
don't
being
they all their
by.
Songs come from like an algorithm or some shit like that?
Yeah.
Have you heard this? Oh, like the way they write their songs is really weird.
So and the way they look, have you seen the way they look?
No.
Very androgynous, where it's like, are you a little lady? Or are you a little boy?
Okay. Well, that's like Flock what of is... Seagulls back in the day. Shit, you couldn't tell what the hell was going on with those guys.
Exactly. So,
but no one cares, by the way.
Did they conquer it? Like, did they go so far to the middle where everybody is now that it's like, oh, that's it?
Well, do you remember that
that's
South Park
that's
episode?
The breed we need to create, brother.
Do you remember that South Park episode where the time travelers came back
I don't
or whatever?
Watch any of that.
Really?
Yeah.
You never, you remember, they're taking our jobs. You ever seen that? No. That's the episode that it came from. It's hilarious. But everybody in the future is kind of like a gray color, and they all speak weird hybrid language.
That's kind of, we're headed there.
Yeah. Why not?
We're headed there.
I mean, look, what our differences are what make us ugly. The things that are common about us are what make us the same or make us pretty. Everybody knows that. Like, you don't want to see uniqueness in nature. That's gross.
No.
It is.
Like, I'm even pissed off by your red hair today.
Thank you.
Because you're different.
It felt like that was appropriate. It feels like I should be ashamed of who I am.
Yeah.
I'm being very uninclusive to non-redheads.
By existing.
Which feels hateful. Yeah.
It is.
I apologize so much for my existence.
Oh, I've got kind of a ginger beard, so I'm all right. But he's probably hurting.
Yeah, well, he is
deep down
way
right now,
down deep inside.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because he's the only one here that doesn't have some red on his body.
Nothing.
Yeah, guys, I don't know if I can keep going. I might need to leave. There's too much red in this building.
There's a lot of red really in this building, Giorgio. And I appreciate that that comment. But yeah, we should all really just kind of
we should just be so apologetic for who we are that we change ourselves. Just live in this new thing of shame. I think in biblical times, it's supposed to be like we should have sexual shame. We're all born in sin.
Right.
Let's be ashamed of ourselves. I think we all, most of us got beyond that, but now we're having like a reemergence of like, whatever the fuck you are, be ashamed of it.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty safe though. You know,
it's could like, be.
It's like basically it's like defensive driving school, but for being a person.
We have to now question everything we've just questioned. You know what I'm saying?
Some people don't ask questions, and that might be uninclusive to them.
I'm going to ask you some questions here. Are you a professional YouTuber? Like, is that what you would consider yourself? Because one would have to imagine you're making a pretty decent living.
I'm doing well for myself, Ross.
Great.
Yeah. So I consider myself a comedian. YouTube is one of the primary outlets that I express my comedy. Mm-hmm. And the past 3 years, I've been doing a lot of stand-up comedy, touring around, just got back from a big weekend of shows in Denver, out to Tampa this coming weekend. So the stage comedy is the most exciting part of it. It's what I love the most.
Mm-hmm.
But the YouTube is like awesome. Mm-hmm. I love that too. And that feeds everything else. So I identify as a comedian.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
The stage comedy is the hard part, by the way.
Yeah. It's rare.
Yeah, it is rare. Yeah. For somebody to go from
sketches and stand up at the same time. I don't know very many people. Like we were talking about Tim Dillon before we came on air. I'm a huge fan of Tim Dillon's podcast. Stand up is okay. But his podcast, I could listen to fucking hours of it, dude. Yeah. It's just so goddamn good.
I mean, think about the stand up comedians that became great actors. I mean, they're notable, right? Like,
yes,
Seinfeld and fucking Tracy Morgan and people like that made great, like, long acting careers out of just being a stand up, or vice versa. People that I think it's harder to go from what you did into stand up because I think stand up is the real skill. People don't understand, like, these guys, like, I don't know, fucking Steve Bird and these guys that have been doing it for like 30 years now. That to me, I would never refer to myself as a comedian just because I've never been on stage like that for, I don't know, like 7 to 12 months trying to perfect one show, 1 hour long show so I could go do it somewhere. That's crazy to me. Like I would never be able to do that.
Yeah. How long are your sets?
I do at least an hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you chuck them after a certain amount of time, like Louis C.K. and those guys?
So yeah, and I haven't chucked them because of like, hey, I recorded a Netflix special. I don't want to do that yet. I just want it to be better and better before I like document the first special. But I chuck them because I'm touring through the same cities I've been through, mm-hmm. and you know I started 3 years ago, so my shit needs to be chucked. It better be getting better. I better have plenty of new stuff that's better and better in order to chuck it, or else there's something wrong. But yeah, so, you know, I was a lot of cities I'm going to now, I was there last year. So, you know, I'm doing a pretty fast turnover. I'm putting a lot of work into developing new material, getting better, refining old stuff that works.
Yeah, and by the way, the reason I asked about YouTube is because in the time of COVID right now, I didn't hear any comedy clubs were open. Where are you getting booked at that is opening up?
Yeah, so all over, certainly not California or New York, but you know, I did a whole tour of Texas, not Austin. Austin's premier club, Cap City, just
closed.
They closed, yeah, because the mayor, Steve Adler, here has his dick and balls tucked between his legs.
He's the fucking worst. Yeah.
He thinks creating poverty and despair is a good way to deal with a challenge, seemingly. So yeah, I mean, the past couple months I've done shows in San Antonio, Houston, Dallas, Denver, Portland, Arlington, Virginia. And I'm coming up, I'm going to Tampa, Raleigh, Salt Lake City, Chicago, Wisconsin. So there's bunch of places are open,
man. Portland, I'm surprised Portland's open. How are they doing these days?
They out of everywhere they've been that I've been, they've definitely been the most fear based. Like most people on the sidewalks wearing a mask. Mm-hmm. I had a Uber driver. This guy looked like a scientist. So in his car, you know, the mask, the face shield, shower curtain around the driver's seat. All the windows were down.
Yep.
Isn't that the costume that Daniel's son wore to the Halloween party?
It was, yeah.
And Karate Kid, is that? Am I right about that?
Yep. Jesus and Christ. Made it home safely because of Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah.
So,
well, a guy put his fist through a window. That's not good.
You know what's amazing is doing one movie 35 years ago and then
just coasting.
Then not doing anything, and then somebody just calls
my
you
cousin,
like, hey, man.
My cousin Vinny. You're talking about other guys.
Yeah, no, Daniel LaRusso. Yeah, all of them.
My cousin
Martin
Vinny was
Cove,
pretty good.
All those guys. It was great.
But Martin Cove, for sure.
But it was right after, and then all of a sudden, 35 years later, they give you a little rap on the door, and they're like, hey, man, let's do that again. And it is a blockbuster hit for Netflix now.
Yeah. It, to me, that's the biggest surprise of the decade with TV films. Like, oh, that became a hit.
Yeah.
Awesome for them.
Yeah.
But usually it's just like, hey, this thing that worked, like this is going to be shit, but let's squeeze some more juice out of that orange.
Yeah. Because right now they're remaking Who's the Boss?
Are they really?
Yeah. Wow. So they're going to reboot that.
With the same cast?
I don't know, because Alyssa Milano might die of COVID, or if Trump gets reelected, she'll...
It would be politically correct of her to die of COVID.
Mm. Yes. She really wants to, by the way.
It'd be
oh, yeah. She's got,
supportive
she's
for the
got
party.
Super FOMO.
Yeah.
Like, she wants to fake her death from COVID and go on that island with Tupac and just watch people mourn her. That's what she really wants in life. I think that's the last thing to achieve. If you've gone that crazy a celebrity, the last thing you can really achieve is to see people mourn your death and appreciate your work. You know what I mean? I think that's it. I bet a lot of the celebrities that die are on an island somewhere, and they're all just watching security cameras all the time. They own the company Ring and Nest, right? Whatever the fuck they're called.
That's funny.
And they just watch you, like, you know, they know when the ads are coming on. Oh, it's Alyssa Milano. Ugh, fuck her.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And they're getting all insecure and shit because people don't care enough that they died.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. That's the next level.
No.
That's the next level of celebrity is I'm going to watch my own death. And then, you know, live out my days somewhere else. But I've gotten into the grisly photos of the autopsy. Like, I'll dig deep for shit. I don't know if you do this.
I don't. Say more.
Whose autopsy exactly?
So, Tupac. So when you said Tupac, that was the first one where I was just like, is there something to this? Because everybody keeps saying he's on an island. And then somebody leaked the autopsy photo, and I got to see it. And I was like, oh, shit. Not everybody could. You can just Google it. But then I went down that night. I went down a fucking weird rabbit hole of autopsy photos. Chris Farley's was the gnarliest one I've ever seen.
He was probably completely blue.
He wasn't. He was bloated. Like, so it looked like a Because, I mean, it's right after he died. So he's in the thing. You know, he's laid out on the floor. And you're just like, I mean, foaming at the mouth.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Which drug did he die of an overdose of?
Every drug?
All of them?
Yeah. Was it all the drugs?
Yeah,
so
that's
all
a good
of
question,
them
actually.
Makes you do the foam in the mouth thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be ugly. An obese, just swollen, inflamed, drug abused.
So it's the worst you could... The worst that you could imagine is what it was.
Cocaine and morphine.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he was balancing.
Not opiates. Straight up morphine.
Morphine, though, is that's a fun drug if you're in the hospital, but not just walking around the streets at night.
Well, fentanyl is even stronger than morphine these days.
Oh, yeah.
I've dislocated my shoulder 3 times wakeboarding, and last time I did, I was maybe 20. It was before I moved out of Ohio, and my mom took me to the emergency room, and my shoulder was always so hard for them to get in, so they would have to knock me out. And I remember the first time I woke up from the morphine after being knocked out, and they had to give me a huge dose because apparently redheads have a very high tolerance for morphine. But my first question to the doctor, my mom told me, was, can I have some more of that?
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. A good sign.
Is it? I remember I had to click it. I had the clicker for something I had.
I don't think those things actually do anything. I think a nurse in the other room hears you clicking it and then looks at a clock and is like, all right, we'll give him a little bit.
Yeah,
I think that's what happens.
Probably just a placebo. Yeah, you hear that
I really
noise,
think it
you
is.
Think you're
I think
getting
so. I think it is. I think it's like Pavlov's dog. They're clicking a ballpoint pen and he's drooling out of a hole in the side of his mouth. Come on, man. They're not going to give you fucking morphine. Just let you control it, get fucked.
It feels like they are. And what I'll say is this. When I was in it, and I felt like I was giving myself the stuff. And when the clicker stopped, I hit the tap the nurse thing, and I was like, I'm still in pain. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to redial it up. She's like, I don't think I can. And I was like, I'm a large man.
Yeah. I actually had that happen. I got some shit removed out of the back of my leg. It was by an army doctor, by the way. The scar looks like, I don't know, a blind retard did it. But anyways, this the worst. And this guy was like 85 years old. I'm like, are you a real doctor? Because you look like somebody that got hired to play a doctor in a B movie. Like, you don't even look like a good movie doctor. You look like a doctor that's like, hey, is anybody fucking... Well, he's wearing a white lab coat. Get him over here. Anyways, the guy removed shit out of my leg. I'm like, hey, I talked to the anesthesiologist. I'm like, you're going to have to dope me up pretty good. Because I'm what you might refer to as a recreational user of these products.
Yeah.
So you're going to need to really get in there. He's like, oh, we'll see. I'm like, all right, give me what you got, guy. So I'm sitting there having a conversation with the dude the whole time that it's going on. Now I'm high as a kite, obviously. But I'm like lucid through their biggest dose that they could give me. And I felt really pretty. That was better. Everything I did in the military, that was better than anything I ever accomplished.
Wow.
Just being able to stay awake during a surgery. And I sit like this, too. Whenever I'm on my stomach, it's like, you know, and I got pictures. I'll show them to you.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll blow one up and put it on the wall back here.
I'd love to, along with the Tupac's autopsy photo.
Ooh.
I'd like to have that.
I mean, next to him, I'm going to look pretty good.
Really good.
What with the holes and such?
Well, they had to really cut out the holes. So like when you look at that Tupac autopsy photo, there's just gaping, like softball sized holes in his body.
Why'd they cut out holes in his body?
I think that they were trying to get all the bullets.
Trying to preserve the bullet fragments, maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so some organs and some other shit.
He got shot in the chest, so take his whole sternum, just extract that. And we'll get the
maybe like a core sample or something.
Or the doctor just has it at home. That's the biggest flex of all time like, hey man, I got Tupac's sternum in my house.
Yeah.
What? Do you
want to see his 7th rib?
Yeah. Hey, do you have an autograph? No, I got his fucking 7th rib, bro. It's in a jar. I've got Lance Armstrong's.
And then you go back and stab somebody, stab fucking Sean Combs, because that's who got him killed, right?
Obviously.
You stab Puff Daddy with the rib.
Yeah.
So,
revenge and just stab him a bunch of times with the rib.
I'm coming home.
Thought Notorious B.I.G., but I guess him and Sean Combs were
kind of
partners, weren't they?
Our partners.
Okay.
But I think it was, what was the guy's name? They said some dude's name that they thought was responsible in that latest. What did you see that Netflix?
I did.
Biopic?
So I watched it. They've actually solved the Tupac murder. And the guy who did it was a gang member, and it was actually unrelated to fucking Notorious B.I.G. and all that other shit.
Orlando Anderson was the guy's name. Yeah,
correct. So they know who he is and figured it out, and then he got killed couple years later or something like that. So
yeah, I mean, it was in 98 when he got killed.
Yeah, so it was one of those things where it was like there was no reason to go on they can just say his name and be done with it.
Yeah, but he was Southside Crips. He definitely wasn't hooked up with Biggie or Sean Combs
now,
for sure.
Biggie was definitely Suge Knight, who was just like, hey man, let's put the hit out on him and fuck this guy. But Suge was also in the car, and he got shot. So, like, eh, you know, whatever. It sold a lot of records. I can tell you that. It made a lot of money.
Yeah.
But I'm big on, like, celebrities' deaths that I like because I hate all the celebrities now. So, like, I'll go back in time. Like, Belushi. I'm a big John Belushi fan.
And was he also cocaine?
Yes.
Death?
And the beauty of this was De Niro. He was doing coke with De Niro.
No kidding.
Yes. And De Niro left the room. And so there is a rumor that homeboy OD'd and they were doing coke together. And De Niro was just like, well, time to get out of here. Dead serious that he just walked out. It was just like, all right, cool, man.
That's another guy, though. You don't want to see a fucking 60-year-old Belushi because it's going to be it's going to be Jim. nobody wants that. Like, he would be in and out of rehab for letting, and he's finally cleaned it up.
Yep.
And he's like 55 or 60 years old. You're like, God, you're the most boring person on fucking earth.
And is that why we think Chevy Chase is maybe not so funny anymore?
Maybe. Yeah.
I'm gonna say it's definitely it is. And like, there's no maybe about it. I think when you do that many drugs and you have that much fun all the time, and I mean, Chevy Chase, dude. Those guys running through the 80s. Mm. Think about it. No camera phones, no nothing. You could grab people by the pussies. That's when Trump was grabbing people by the pussies. You could do drugs everywhere you went.
Yeah. No and people are just probably giving them to you. Hey, Chevy Chase and Bill Murray.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah. And it was just like, it's one of those things where you're like, holy shit, this is amazing. And then all of that gets taken away from you. And then you live in today's world with all these fucking pussies. You can't do drugs anymore. And you've got to go do community, you know, with people that you think are less than funnier than you. Mm. He fucking hated doing that.
They
show.
Were all way funnier than him.
Well,
on the show, yeah.
He hated doing it so much that he demanded that, like, they shoot him out first so he could go home. And he was just like, and then one night he got fucked up, like he fell off the wagon, and he called Donald Glover's cell phone. And was just, he left like these angry messages of like,
yeah, he was like, he was,
I don't get it. I don't get what you do.
Yeah.
Is this even comedy what you do?
He also said the N word once. He goes, you guys are tiptoeing. Like, I think that was part of his, Chevy Chase's problem. I don't think he could do the comedy that he wanted to do anymore because everybody was becoming so soft. Yeah. And they were, but like, Community was trying to like sneak, like dance around stuff like that all the time. He goes, what, am I just going to come out and say the N word next? And, but he didn't say the phrase the N word.
Right.
Obviously he said that otherwise, allegedly.
Allegedly.
There's no tape of that.
Allegedly.
It's not a Christian Bale gaffer situation.
Cause if you go back to those movies that he was doing, like, just take the vacation movies, right? With Beverly D'Angelo. Like, she was rad and she fucking partied.
Yeah.
She's married to Al Pacino for like 30 years. Mm-hmm. So it was like, dude, she saw all the shit. I'm sure she didn't care. I bet she walked into work with a Capri 120 hanging out of her mouth and was just like, ah, you're not going to believe whose dick I sucked this weekend.
Or she may have been using Parliaments back then because they've got that little cocaine scooper on the back of the cigarette.
Yeah. Did you ever dabble in the drug world?
You know, not really hard drugs, like never done coke or anything like that. More the psychedelic world. So I'll tell you, you know, I've had ayahuasca experiences, but I'll tell you, probably 2 months ago, I had my first MDMA experience. Mm. That's a win.
Yeah. MDMA is like everything that's good about cocaine and opiates, basically.
Yes.
Like, you get that body high, right? But you're super like, it's very euphoric as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's still a little speed in there.
Yeah.
It's the perfect combination of drugs, in my opinion.
It, you know, when it came on, you know, I'm with some of my best buddies in the world. So it's a perfect setting for it. When it came on, I was just like, Jesus fucking Christ, why don't we do this every day?
Every day, yeah.
And yeah, it was just so amazing. And then, of course, like the next day, my head felt like the way Stephen Hawking's body looks.
Well, now? Because he's dead.
Well, I think it probably looked worse before he died, so when he was alive.
The beauty of Stephen Hawking is, even though he was Stephen Hawking, he still left his wife for a younger woman, like, in the chair.
I was thinking about that 2 days ago.
Really?
About leaving your wife for a younger woman?
Yeah. How does that...
Well, she's going to have a kid in like 2 months, and it's pretty much over after that, so...
Yeah.
You may as well... And get unfamous, too, because they'll be able to find you. You have to go on the lam for real this time.
Obviously.
Oh, well, I wasn't thinking about leaving my wife.
Leaving his?
I was thinking about Stephen Hawking leaving his wife.
Oh, I see.
I totally
misinterpreted all that. That's my fault.
But I'm going to take that under consideration.
Well,
should I leave my wife 2 months before she gives birth?
Is she 7 months?
7 months long.
So,
well, George,
third trimester. Yeah.
George Lopez.
Get out of there.
Yeah, get out of there. Dude, you've got a month left.
Come back in 2 years. I've got two kids. Come back in 2 years, dude.
Just disappear. Well, just say you got kidnapped for 2 years.
Yeah,
you'll show back up. You'll be well rested. You'll be able to take charge after that.
That's good.
What were you thinking about Hawking?
Oh, just how did he leave his wife, and how did he even start the conversation?
Well, it's
fucking slowly.
Can you imagine that whole fucking exchange? And then he fucking quickly wheels himself out of there with his
here. And she comes over. Jesus, she's like, "Oh, what's going on, Steven? Can I get you anything else today? Do you need more help in the wheelchair today?"
You're a real bitch.
I actually am leaving you. Oh, for who? The nurse. You know, you're just typing that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The worst way to be broken up with is by a guy in a wheelchair who can't talk or move at all.
Mm.
And you've taken care of him for 35 years.
You
gotta
wonder what was going through his head.
Well, yeah. And
like his dick doesn't work.
No, his dick worked, apparently.
There's no way.
Yes, he's got a kid.
When?
He's got children.
Yeah, from like a million years ago.
I think homegirl.
He used to be normal.
Yeah, yeah.
Normal. I mean, not normal, whatever the politically correct word.
I don't know.
But, you know, you mentioned what would it be like to be left by a guy like that incapacitated. A fucking relief is what it would be like.
No shit.
I mean, she was probably just with him out of guilt for like the last 20 years.
Yeah.
And now, he's like, you know, I am really sorry. I know this is hurting you, but I'm leaving you. And she's like, no, get the fuck out. That was great.
She's like, oh, no, come on, Steven.
Oh,
please.
And she's like already texting some other guy. Yeah. Like, are you sure?
And he's hitting the forward button on the wheelchair.
Looking back over his shoulder.
And she just tips him over. These, ladies and gentlemen, these are not jokes about handicapped people. These are jokes about Stephen Hawking. He is infinitely smarter than all of us combined. So you cannot get angry at this.
Yeah, you can't. Right. You can't cancel J.P. Sears today on this show for that.
Yeah.
But I bet you she fucking pushed the wheelchair over and was just like, pick yourself up, you fucking bitch.
And then like 9 days later, the new girl came over and she's like, oh, why are you laying down?
Why are you covered in piss and shit laying down on the floor?
You know, if he was lying down, he probably should lie down in a ghost bed.
Goddamn right. We got some sponsors, JP. Sears, ghostbed.com. /drinking bros is one of them. Best in the biz. You get 30% off if you're a member of the military or first responder.
Or a teacher.
Or work in the government.
Yeah.
Amy Coney Barrett gets a discount now. She's going to be working for the government. And, you know, I think if Hawking were alive today, he would want to rest his whole shit out in a ghost bed, I believe.
Did they put him in a bed every night, or he just, like, stay in the chair? Because if you can't feel anything.
Yeah.
And I don't know what his level of feeling or pain or whatever the fuck was. I know his psychological and emotional pain must have been off the charts. But he probably had Asperger's, so he didn't know how to deal with emotions in the first place. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
For real. But anyways, did they take him out of the chair every day, or did he just stay in the chair?
He did sleep in a bed. Georgia, can you get his nurse on the show?
Yeah.
Just go to her Instagram.
Yeah, she's probably in your age group by now. That was years ago.
It's underscore at hot dog, and that's Hawking dog.
Yeah. What if they put him in...
Nurse.
You know those things where you run up and bounce and you've got a Velcro suit on and you stick to the thing? What if there's an ejector seat on his chair? And it's like, boom, and it sticks to it, and they pull him off onto the bed every night. How fucking dope. I would do that.
I would, too. I heard they buried the wheelchair separately, too, when he died.
It's next to him in a different plot. Yeah, because his wife is, you know, he left her. So.
Left her, too, yeah.
What are you going to do?
he left his second wife,
our,
too.
Our sponsors really enjoy
Nailed
us.
Nailed it. Ghostbed.com /Stringer Bros loves when we talk about Stephen Hawking on their mattresses. And look, man, if you're a Hawking out there, or potentially one day, and you want to... It comes with a remote, JP, is all I'm saying. There's a remote control with it, so you can move it up and down. So you're not, even if you're just laying there, you just have to hit the remote, and you can go up on the adjustable base.
That's a Stephen Hawking model.
Yes,
it is. Yeah.
It is the Hawking model, for sure. And it goes up both ways, too. So your legs go up, and that's real. Your legs and your head can go up separately. So if you want to emulate like his whole vibe.
Yeah.
You can really tilt yourself up.
If you
want to
feel like Stephen Hawking for a night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which who doesn't? Bed. I mean, we should sell tickets to that.
And you could put the ghost mattress outside, so you're staring up at the stars.
That's a good idea. Or
contemplating
have a
the cosmos, like he
yeah.
would have done. Yeah. Like creating equations.
Yeah, yeah. Little dippers everywhere, man. Mm. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today, where they have a 36-month pay-as-you-go program that is applicable with all of that. They should change the adjustable base to the Hawking model.
Well, maybe Roman can come up with something for people's dicks.
God damn right.
I don't believe it. Let me look up and see how old his kids were.
JP, do you know that we have a boner sponsor on the show?
A boner sponsor? No, I know sometimes y'all deal with the Manscape.
Yeah, we do. Yeah,
but
we do.
A separate boner sponsor.
GetRoman.com/drinkingbros. Boner pills. So if you're on an MDMA and you want to kick that up a notch, pop in a boner pill and get ready for the magic to happen.
Yeah, I am and I do want that.
Free doctor visit. That's the beauty of it. You don't have to go to your doctor and say, my peener doesn't work. You can just go online, answer a few questions. 48 hours, discreet package. Your kids won't know. Your wife won't know. Your mistress won't know. And Stephen Hawking's nurse never knew.
Oh, she'll know. She'll know something's up.
She'll know something's going on. Go to GetRoman.com today /drinkingbros. GetRoman/drinkingbros and get your fucking boner on recreationally or if you just need it. If you have a lot of stress in your life.
You know,
you're
also
nervous about the election. You can't get it wood.
He also wore glasses.
Did he really?
Yeah, he stared at computer screens a lot, I think.
Well, he couldn't figure out that part of his life, could he?
The blue light. No,
he wasn't smart enough, but FelixGrayGlasses.com/drinkingbros was. They block out the blue light. Average American spends 11 hours in front of screens, be it TV, computer, phones, you name it. Hawking spent considerably more time in front of his screen, obviously, but he had to type in shit. I don't know if he was wearing FelixGrayGlasses.com/drinkingbros. I don't know if he would have lived longer. But my guess is yes. Go to FelixGrayGlasses.com/drinkingbros and get yours today. It'll save your eyesight. We would have a pair for you, but every fucking guest steals them. Dead serious. We have to call them and be like, hey, man, can you ship out some more? For whatever reason, that product, everybody fucking steals it when they come in. And it's that.
Because you can never find a good pair. Everybody sells these things, but most of them like either fall apart or they're shitty and they don't work.
Yeah.
Or they have some weird yellow tint to them. They're all garbage.
Yeah. Is it free shipping? They got free shipping up in that bitch? Yeah. I know they got a 30-day trial. So if you don't like them or you think they're bullshit, you send them back. But they're real and they're awesome. And if you need a prescription, you throw in an extra 20 and they'll throw in whatever that prescription is. I have perfect vision and I don't need anything like that. I was blessed. Very blessed. My father was a LASIK surgeon.
I got my eyeballs worked on in the Army.
Did you really?
Yeah.
But I was only, did you get LASIK?
Yeah. It was PRK. I was only like 20, 30 or 20, 40 in each eye. It wasn't that bad. But they really polished them up. I'm like 2010 and 2015 now. And I still am after, what, fucking 12 years now?
That's so amazing.
Have you gotten any like regression from it? Or is it still just as good as
same,
the day it was done?
Yep. And it depends on your cornea, like how you're, you know how it is. I mean,
I'm not an eye doctor,
just like
Dan.
not eye doctor specifically, but if you take the right supplements and eat the right foods, typically your body will take care of you unless it tries to attack you for some reason. So yeah, if you just don't do stupid shit too much.
Yeah.
But I have put a lot of LSD in my eyes.
Yeah. So Dan's big into acid, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah. So and you were talking about psychedelics earlier.
Yeah.
As soon as you said it, Dan's eyes, his pupils dilated.
There's saucers over here,
dude.
So why LSD in the eyes rather than in the mouth?
The same reason you would snort cocaine or instead of just eating a pill.
So you just ingest it.
Yeah, like it gets into the capillaries and then into your bloodstream and your brain faster.
Jesus,
basically.
The eyes.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's hardcore.
I mean, it is, but I mean, LSD is pretty diluted for the most part. It's not, it's mostly water, just like everything else. And I'd done it so many times, somebody mentioned that. I'm like, all right, I'll try that. Why not?
Yeah.
What's the worst could happen?
Yeah.
I mean, you could go blind, I suppose, but I didn't, so there you go.
Yeah. So you've been doing a lot of stand-up about Black Lives Matter lately. Mm-hmm. What's that like?
Well, I have not, but...
What we like to do is get our guests on and then just get them absolutely canceled in life. And it's just like, man, you've been telling a lot of weird jokes lately because they weren't in Denver. Let's face it. You know, how many people were at that show? 150, 200, you know?
Oh, in the, yeah, I think 175 was a capacity.
Yeah, so they don't know. You know what I'm saying? This is like 9.3 million listeners. That way it's just like, man, those Black Lives Matter jokes you keep telling. Have you ever seen anybody? Have you been on stage where you're like, oh my God, that person just canceled their career? Like, in deep down, I wanted to be at like the Michael Richards show.
Oh, yeah, where he was saying the N-word.
Yeah, where you're just like, oh my God, just to see everybody's reaction. I was like, holy shit, what the fuck, bro?
And dude, he kept digging. He's like, okay, this isn't working. People are obviously reacting horribly. He just doubled down in that direction, which was obviously the absolute worst move.
Yes. To this day, I can still hear that soundbite in my mind. Because it was just so cringy that it was like, oh my God, why did you do this?
Yeah. Has he done anything in the years since then?
No. Yeah. And I mean, look, that was when you go that hard, right? The only person who's been able to come out of that was, something like that was Mel Gibson for some reason.
Yeah.
Michael Richards, I just think Hollywood looked at him and they were like, you kind of did your best bit, and I think we're all done. Like, we're not bringing you back for anything.
Mel Gibson earned a mulligan, though.
Yeah, I mean, he's won multiple Oscars. Like,
indeed.
Yeah.
Wait, is that how you earn a mulligan?
Yes.
It's not in Hollywood. Like, yeah, it's not like doing a humanitarian thing.
No.
Hollywood doesn't care about that.
How many Oscars is your boy going to have to get before he comes back from all the rapey rape?
Which one is that?
Weinstein.
Like, oh, he is for sure dumb, because here's the thing. He's not a director or an actor. So that way, like, so he's fucking done. Whereas, like, here's my prediction with Kevin Spacey. I think Spacey will be back.
I'd love him to be back.
Well, he did some fucked up shit, but.
Did he?
Here's the wild thing. You know, they all died, right?
Who? The guys harassed?
There was like 5 active lawsuits against him. He won one of them. Because there was video of it, and
the 19-year-old, yes.
So he won, and that one got overturned and thrown out. 3 out of the other, there's one more pending, but the other 3 fucking died.
Dude, well, that's talking like about the Clintons.
Oh yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Well, we just got canceled. Thanks.
Yeah.
Welcome. Thanks, YouTube.
And you are dealing with Kaiser Soze, so it's like, oh, spoiler alert. Sorry if you haven't seen the goddamn movie, but
yeah,
of course. And Francis, what the fuck's his name?
Yeah.
What's his last name in
Ford Coppola?
It's Underwood.
Underwood, yeah. Oh, Francis Underwood. Yeah. Frank Underwood. Yeah.
Because he's one of those guys who's so talented that like, I know for a fact, an actual fact, he is still getting offers for movies and shit right now, but it's all overseas. And so he's waiting because he knows that whatever it is going to get leaked. So he doesn't want to do something shitty. He doesn't want to do a shitty movie overseas and then have that get leaked over here. He's waiting, and I give it like maybe 3 to 5 more years, and then he'll be back.
What if he remakes The Great Wall, that Matt Damon movie that I was so butthurt about? Because, why is a white dude building the Great Wall? Well, first of all, it's because that audience in Asia wanted to see Matt Damon. It didn't matter what he played. He could have sat there taking a shit for 3 hours, and they would have paid to see it. You know what I mean? So maybe he goes into their culture a little bit, and they appreciate him as a human being. We all come a little closer together and understand each other. Or we could just kill ourselves. Fuck it, man.
Yeah.
Why not? Let's just kill ourselves.
I could see you, JP, doing a Carrot Top biopic.
That would be a jacked. That would be a
you're the two most jacked gingers of all time, for sure. Like the two most jacked ginger comedians of all time, for sure. Like there aren't any other ones. It's just the two of you, I suppose.
Yeah, there's actually only 2 ginger comedians, and I guess they're both.
Well, Bill Burr was until he fucking
bald.
Went bald. Yeah, he lost all that.
Yeah, but he's definitely not jacked.
Are you a big top fan? Are you a big topper fan? That's what we call him here. Big C top fan.
I'm not. Yeah, I've never. I think I've seen his stuff like on Jay Leno back in the day once, but I've never seen him other than that. And
I went in Vegas, developed. And like I consider myself a comedian, obviously. He has an enjoyable show in
Does
Vegas.
He? Yes, awesome.
Where you're like, holy shit!
And to be able to do it like that every single fucking day, that is a talent that I will personally never have.
Like the Amazing Jonathan. Do you know the Amazing Jonathan?
Mm. No.
He's got two. He's got 2 docs out right now about his life, and like he. He's kind of like a real magician, but it's just a crazy stand-up for like 1 hour with props like that. So he's doing props and like snorting huge lines of cocaine and everything. Turns out it was real on stage, and it was like he was crazy into drugs and all this other shit and lived this wild life. Mm-hmm. And now he's like dying of cancer. But some people are like, man, are you faking this? Like,
he's been dying of cancer for years now, which, you know, it happens. Like RBG, it took her like 70 years to die.
Yeah,
but
R.I.P.
But also he
a little too soon just, on that one, Dan.
His he had like 3 documentaries going on simultaneously, and they all show up in each other's documentaries because they're like, wait, what are you guys doing here?
Yeah. So Steve Byrne, do you know who Steve Byrne is, the comedian?
Yeah.
He directed one of them. And so Steve is on the show, and he was talking about it, and I was like, hey, man, isn't there like three other documentaries going on at the same time? And he goes, yeah, apparently he was just giving away his life rights to anyone because he didn't think any of it was going to get made.
Yeah.
And so people started questioning, like, are you dying? Are you still dying or no? Is this a bit? Like, what's the fucking bit?
Then he said he was going down to Mexico to get stem cells. Now, look, we have friends who go down to Panama to get stem cells.
Right.
But not really to Mexico. They're not going like to the Juarez cartel headquarters and be like, hey, you guys got some stem cells around here? Shit.
Are you telling any RBG jokes on the road?
I am not. Okay. No. I think for me, it would be too soon. And also, I don't have any. But even if I did, it'd be like, yeah, it'd be too soon.
Cause so what we're trying to do, again, is just get you canceled all the way around.
So if you were me telling an RBG joke, what would it be?
Oh, for RBG?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I would lie down. Yes. Stop. I would not lie down.
But if you did lie down, what kind of mattress would you lie down on?
On a ghost bed from ghostbed.com. We said that too when she died, that hopefully, because they put her on display for like 2 days in Washington. What is it? Depose? Is that what it's called?
In repose?
In repose, that's it.
Yeah.
So she was in repose, and I was like, it'd be nice if they put her on a ghost bed because it's comfortable, but I don't know.
Deposed because
the government doesn't really.
A judge.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. But they did not. They kept her in that casket.
Yeah.
That was a little rude. A little
selfish, what do you think the chances are that this lifelong jurist who made it a point to not overstep said my dying wish is for the president not to nominate someone? And there's no chance that those words came out of her mouth, right? Like there's she was on drugs maybe for pain, maybe.
I think Stephen Hawking would have a better chance of winning the high jump in the next Olympics.
Dude. There's no fucking way that happened. And how embarrassing. Like, people are like, why are you talking shit about her last wishes? Like, why is her fucking granddaughter making shit up? That's what I want to fucking know. Do you know how offensive that is? For this woman whose legacy, one is being a champion of women for sure, but the other one is being a fucking pretty solid and even-keeled jurist, regardless of what you thought about her decisions and dissent. To put those words in her mouth after death is about the biggest cunt move you can make.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing you could do to somebody.
Yeah.
Like, you, other than murdering them.
Yeah. What do you think her actual last words were, JP?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, hold my beer.
How funny would that be if she didn't really die of cancer? She died in like a fucking car wreck.
Or an OD.
Yeah, she was like in the car with Paul Walker or some shit.
All three of them are in heaven now.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Paul Walker, RBG and Stephen Hawking. I wonder what that dinner is going to be like.
In Tupac, Chris Farley, Jim Belushi. John Belushi. Yeah. We've talked about a lot of
No, Jim's going
people.
To hell for sure. There's no way that guy. Did you see, according to Jim, he's going to hell.
Oh, Jim Belushi's still alive. John is dead.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but
he said Jim. He said Jim. I'm just saying when Jim does die,
he's
going south.
He's going south of the border.
Damn, they got like 6 seasons, so you know, put some respect on according to Jim.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That was on for a long time.
King
do you
of Queens.
Want to do that? Do you want to do a sitcom? Is that your hopes and dreams?
Nope. It's definitely not in my hopes and dreams. If a beautiful creative project with the right people came along, that
something like Arrested Development or some shit like that. Like just like a great cast, great writers, maybe.
Yeah. That would be awesome to be a part of, but I by no means feel an ounce of desire in my being to go just make that happen for the sake of it happening. You know, anytime I've been on a bigger set, whether it's shooting, I did a mini series for Funny or Die.
Oh yeah.
Just a web series. Mm. And to film a 4-minute video, it took 2 fucking days.
Yeah.
And it's cool. The end product's great. And I'm so grateful to be a part of that. But the process is so not fun. Mm. Yeah. So it would have to be the right people, fucking awesome idea, just amazingness. Otherwise, like, dude, life is good. Mm. I have so much creative fulfillment and, you know, what was out this morning, cool, made a whole video. Awesome. So fun, so fast with my videographer. So I like to roll in a way that's fun.
Well, the wild thing is looking at your numbers, like, if you were on Comedy Central, you wouldn't get a tenth of the numbers you actually get on your YouTube channel. And it's like, what's the fucking point of killing yourself?
They're really good shows do 500,000 to 600,000 an episode. Like they're really, they're good ones. They're really good ones.
And so not only do you get less views, but like the creative control and like, I'm not a puppet. It's like, dude, I'm an actor, plug me in and I'll do whatever you want. It's like, no, I want to be attached, like the creating the show, the message, the video, what that's about. That's half the fulfillment right there. And then delivering it. So I don't like meaninglessness.
Right.
It's like, I like to do things that I feel they matter. And maybe one day like a sitcom will, but a lot, and maybe not. And I'm fucking great.
Well, I mean, look, you don't need to get involved in that shit, to be honest, at this point.
No.
And if you're motivated that way, if your motivation is just to be like satisfied, then none of the money, no matter if you're doing something shitty, like I bet Rogan's feeling the sting right now. Cause for years, he told XM to get fucked. They wanted to get rid of Stern, or Stern actually wanted to retire. They didn't want to get rid of him.
So his contract is almost up.
Yeah, it's almost up again. But like the first time, the last time they renewed it, Stern wanted to retire. What was he, 62 then or some shit?
Yeah, I think 66 now, yeah.
Yeah, so he was 62 then. And he was like, look, man, I want to go away. You got to bring, but they were like, please fucking got to get somebody in here. Like, all right, we'll work on Rogan, right? Well, that ship has sailed, obviously. But they were offering him the same deal they offered Stern, which is $100 million a year for 5 years.
A year.
Per year. That's what Stern gets.
And Rogan said no every single time. So I really got to know what Spotify offered him, because it had to be, he has to own part of Spotify or something like that. I don't believe that it's just money. It's got to be something else.
Yeah, stock.
And aside from that, which is like, I would also heavily think Rogan has written into his contract, like, you can't edit me. Like, have to be able to have the freedom to do what I want to do, and you're buying that show. But yeah, the buttload of money would just be astronomical.
Yeah, yeah. Because the rumor is he wants to build a comedy club here, and like the Comedy Store in LA. And then, you know, look. The cap, like you said, just closed down here. And that's the rumor that, you know, everybody's going to move out here and this will become the next, like, comedy hotspot, which, you know, is one of the reasons, too, that we moved here was there were so many celebrities and comedians and everything coming in and out of town that it was like, guest-wise, it's easier for you just to drive down, pop into the studio, do a show rather than get on Zoom, try to figure out fucking technology and everything else. And I hope that happens, but we'll see. And I hope the money was worth it in the end for him, because right now he's feeling. And to read these fucking
Think it's money. It can't be, because he was already making. If you include the monetization of the show, the estimates were he was making somewhere between 60 and 90 million a year on his own with no fucking editorial interference at all.
Yeah.
Right. Plus, from UFC, he makes $500K or so per show he does. Right, that includes the Thursday to Saturday, the whole weekend or whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. But I mean,
and then not to mention selling out an arena.
Arenas. I mean, that's
going to be pretty much a 7-figure payday.
Yeah, just on its own. Yeah. I mean, if he got back into doing it twice a week.
Yeah,
he was doing like major shows twice a week, so he probably made $12 million in a year, somewhere around 12.
And that
to 15.
Arena tour he had with Chappelle. That got pushed. That was going to be, I mean, Jesus
who knows
Christ. Those tickets sold out in like 3 minutes.
The point of all this is with his combined efforts, he's got to be making already somewhere near what that XM deal was. Otherwise, he would have taken it, right? XM deal at five for $500 million would have had to been so much further for him to say yes, right? And he never said yes. So I got to think he's approaching that, or something they said was wrong. It's got to be stock at Spotify. He's got to own part of that company now.
The stock is like $300 a share. So it's not like Sirius where it's like $4. And you're like, oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Because I remember when Stern got stock. And then, but he had to keep it for like 3.5 years.
Yeah, it's vested interest, yeah.
Yeah, the day it was over, he sold every single share and cashed out.
Of what company?
SiriusXM.
Really?
Do you know how much he made, like how much the stock went up during that 3.5 years?
It was something like maybe 28% or 30% or something like that. Yeah, he did great. But, you know, also, if you knew you were going to be there for a long time, like, why don't you just keep going?
Yeah.
Apparently, I'm just going to take this money and hop on down the road.
Especially since he kind of controlled where that network went, or at least he's the main guy still on XM.
And I think he will be. I think they'll back up the truck, and because he's the only one propping up SiriusXM right now.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to pivot. Like, you can only look, he's 66 now. He's got one more contract, maybe. And how relevant is he going to be? How much longer are celebrities going to keep pandering to an old guy? Maybe forever. Who knows?
He's still pretty goddamn good, man.
No, he's good at interviews, for sure.
He's great at interviews.
If you like that style, I'm not, I don't listen to him, but not anymore. But if you like that kind of style, but I don't know what else they're going to do. There's nobody else in the fucking bullpen.
No. Yeah. That's it. Those are the two biggest guys.
Yeah, you got to pivot.
Yeah, something's got to happen. Would you ever play a bartender in a 9/11 movie? That's kind of when I'm a vibe that I'm getting. Mm.
How do you know I was thinking that?
You know, he might be a good guy for S.E. Jack, by the way.
Ah, Spread Eagle Jack.
This is a movie that we want to make. So there's this guy. He's like a folk legend. So we're shooting it in modern day, and this guy's a folk legend.
It's like a mockumentary.
It's a mockumentary. Yeah, it's like Spinal Tap. This guy, S.E. Jack, S.E. stands for Spread Eagle. So what he did, he went to all the fucking wonders of the world and Spread Eagle jacked off at those spots. Yep. And now there's a modern day guy trying to fucking recapture the glory of S.E. Jack because nobody knows about him. He's like everybody he meets, he kind of explains it to him and whatever. And then we actually go to those locations and shoot weird shit.
And then talk with Jack about like his what kind of jerk it was that day.
Yeah.
And then go into great detail of like, hey man, was it a triple roper?
Yeah. It's like,
how was your finish?
It's like you're Johnny Depp living in Hunter Thompson's basement.
Yeah.
For 3 months or whatever the fuck. And you're following this guy around and he's just kind of telling you whatever the fuck. Maybe he's in a wheelchair. We'll have to see about that.
Well, I think he lost his stroke game. And, you know, we could definitely get Roman on board for something like that. And obviously Ghostbed as well, because he's got to lay down. And
somebody
practice.
Wanted you to go full Vandenham, by the way. You want to do that?
What do you mean? The character from the movie?
Ooh, ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
I will always pander to the people. So know that. I will pander. I don't care.
Pandering is good for you.
It's great.
I like pandas anyways.
We can set fire to the rain. I'll give you movie quotes all goddamn day, too. I'll do all the shit. I don't care. I will pander to people. I wish other celebrities would say that.
So anyway,
shit. Like The Rock, you know?
Yes or no to S.E. Jack, by the way?
Yes.
All right. So you'll be Jack, though, right?
I feel...
Wait, Jack or the younger guy that's...
Jack.
Wait,
I want him to be
who,
Jack.
Who is he? So does he get to jerk off at all the sacred sites and that?
Yeah, but we'll do flashbacks of you jerking off.
Yes, yes, okay. Yes. So you'll get to you're actually the guy, do it. And you're we the guy that's already done it. Yeah. You know that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We
have to see it. So
do you want me to audition while I'm here? Like,
well, we're live
YouTube. Now, so if you want to go now and hop up on one of these desks,
I actually have had pubes blown in my face on this show before.
That is true, actually.
And that guy right there in that picture.
This guy in this picture took out a Manscaped, the Lawnmower 3.0, shaved his pubes live on air, and then blew them in Dan's face.
Which is not even the gayest thing he did that day.
No, not even close.
To be honest.
Not even close.
Speaking of that, if you saw somebody on Barstool getting a golf ball hit out of their mouth by John Daly,
Jesus.
That was him.
That was him, yeah, when we were there.
No kidding.
Yeah. It's a crazy story.
So what's his motive for
He's
that?
He's a Navy SEAL and former Navy SEAL, and now he just, you know, has nothing to fight anymore except for his own gayness, apparently, because he's fighting it pretty hard.
Really hard. Really hard.
Blowing pubes in another dude's face. That's like, it's not fairy dust. It's your fucking hair, dude.
I want to bring this up. I mean, I'm glad you did. He sent me a picture one day, and this is true. I could show you the picture after the show. I obviously can't do it on here. Of his asshole. So he had bent over and spread his ass cheeks as wide as they would go. Like, it looked like he was tearing the skin.
Like goatee.
Right.
And you remember that picture, right?
I don't.
What the fuck, come man? On, why does nobody know this? JP. What about Tub Girl?
I haven't been staring at too many gaping asshole pictures.
No, I mean, it's like it was a meme on the internet back in the day.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, but that's a great one.
It is a guy tearing
it's a great
his asshole.
So my question to him was, hey, man, who took the photo? You know, because somebody had to take this fucking picture.
Yeah.
It was his wife, he said.
Okay.
So she was, and I was like, you let your wife look at your asshole. I don't let that's a no-no in my book. Men should never show women their assholes.
Yeah. I've shown recently, I agree. Mm. And I've shown recently another man my asshole. Earlier this year I made a video called Butthole Sunning.
Perineum.
So my videographer, who's just awesome, like to do that footage, you know, on the video it's blurred out, but to get the footage it's like I have no pants on and I got to do the gaping asshole thing.
Yeah.
Making him earn his money for the day, which he did.
So he got to see it.
He got to see it.
What was his reaction?
Dude, he plays it so cool. Like he'd be a great serial killer. Dude, no matter what's going on, Cal is just calm, cool, and collected.
Yeah.
He's cool with it.
Yeah. So on the asshole front, by the way, there was a thing going on the internet today with OnlyFans because celebrities now are so fucking bored. And they're not making any money doing anything, like actors and shit, that they're creating OnlyFans accounts. Bella Thorne made $1 million in 24 hours on OnlyFans. Our producer Giorgio has got one. It's just Giorgio, right?
Yep, just Giorgio. I've made a total of like $110 now, and I appreciate all you fans who are checking me out.
$5 and you can see his penis
What'd you spend the money
before on? Before and after on Roman. Dead serious.
Nice.
I haven't spent on anything yet. It's still sitting in the OnlyFans.
Oh, account. Word.
There it is. Good. Save spend that up for on drugs. Day. I like that. A drug addict would have spent the money.
Now, why are we talking about him when you were talking about buttholes?
So here's why. So today, a male actor named Tyler Posey from the Teen Wolf series on MTV. He's a looker. He's a real handsome young man. He joined OnlyFans, and the comments on there from women on Twitter were just like, oh, because I can't recall a dude ever doing it. The comments from women after viewing his OnlyFans were, what the fuck? I didn't even get to see a hole. And I was like,
like his butthole?
I don't know.
Is that something that women want to see?
Yeah, is that something?
I've never had that request.
Or a pee hole?
So I would think the pee hole, maybe. You know how, like, if you're looking at a boob, but you don't see the actual nipple, you're like, I don't think I really saw a boob.
Yeah, that could be anything.
So maybe, like, the pee hole is like, cool, we got everything.
Well, that would be good intel for sending dick pics, by the way. If you're sending your lady dick pics, you need to get that fucking pee hole in there somehow.
So if you're out there and you're a big OnlyFans lady, I think 6% of our audience is women. I'm surprised it's 6, to be honest with you, but it is. Out of the 9.3 million, 6% is women. Let us know. Hit up the show and say, hey, man, is it sexy seeing a pee hole or a bee hole? And has that become the new fetish now? Because eating ass, look, that has really taken over the scene in the last 3 to 4 years.
It's hot,
right?
Yeah.
Ass eating season starts in 3 days. We're 3 days away from October 1st. We're doing a big show for it. We'll be here for ass eating season. That's the start of it, right? Has it evolved now where women want to see asshole pictures on top of it? Like, that's my guess, but I don't know.
You know, it's like the upcoming election. Like, I think that's what it's really all about. You know, Biden... he's not really speaking well, but Trump is speaking in all these metaphors and everything, but really it all boils down to assholes. You think, like, the economy, like, he's not speaking literally.
No.
He speaks in metaphors.
Yeah, like Jesus.
The economy has never been more thriving. It's like the asshole has never been more gaping.
Right.
So let me ask you this.
Do you remember the
if you're an undecided voter and you saw who had the better gaping asshole, would that push you towards going to that?
Rectal integrity is important.
Yeah.
I feel like if you can show me that your asshole gapes, but you can still make it through day-to-day life, then you got some solid rectal integrity, and that says a lot about you as a man.
And who would have the better asshole, Trump or Biden?
Well, Biden's probably shitting in diapers at this point.
So his is messy.
Like, he's having neurological problems, which always leads to incontinence. Yeah. That's why I say that.
Really?
Yes. But... Trump has got that weird bend in the front. I don't know what that is. I don't know if he's trying to, like, bend and snap like Homegirl from that Blonde movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or if maybe he's just got a gut. I don't know, because he drinks like 15 goddamn Diet Cokes day, which means anytime he comes into contact with any real sugar, his body doesn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, I'll put that there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And your thought on who would have the better asshole?
So I want to see them both cleaned. So, like, whatever Biden's going through, he's going through.
Cleaned and shaven, or just cleaned?
Just cleaned. All because right. I don't want him shitting himself, and, like, I don't want to see that. And look, the man has given 47 years of his life to politics at this point. Like, he's done enough for the country, regardless of what you think of him, right? That being said, I think because he's older, like, most of the hair has fallen off. He's probably got a smoother, cleaner ass. Whereas Trump eats a lot of McDonald's.
Yeah,
he does eat a lot of McDonald's. That's true.
Those shits are something else, and I bet it's one of those things where it's just like, man, he'll go into that 38th bathroom of the White House and just be like, look, no one come down.
Yeah, I heard
Secret Service outside the door.
The White House plumber is actually writing a tell-all book right now.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's coming out the day after the debates. So
I think that's a good perspective, and, you know, I'm not going to argue politics with you, but I will share my perspective. You know. To me, Trump's the kind of guy, like, he's got the orange spray tan. Yep. So it wouldn't surprise me if he's had some work done on his asshole. So you know,
like rejuvenation or Botox or whatever,
or bleaching
or asshole reduction surgery.
Oh, is there a reduction?
There probably is for him. Mm. It's
a
just
rejuvenation.
Like, it's like Trump. Is that a little tight pupil there? He's like, no, that's my asshole. I had some work done, and so
there's going to be a picture of it in his presidential library after he retires.
Yeah,
just a picture of his butthole, and everybody's like, what the fuck is that?
He's replaced the Obama portrait with his own asshole portrait, and it's just a beautiful little pinker.
And then if you look careful at the White House photos, stately photos of he and Melania, like she's sitting in a chair. If you look at her eyes, they've been replaced with his assholes.
Mm. Ah.
And they follow you around the room.
That's a nice fetish.
Because they're also security cameras.
That is a nice fetish, by the way. Scorching hot Melania. I bet she's got a great asshole.
I would think so.
One would think, right?
I mean, you don't get a mail order bride to not have a scorching asshole. Yeah.
I'll take it a step further. I would say she's probably got the best first lady asshole of all time.
That's probably true, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you're walking out on a limb there. I think that's... I mean,
if you go back far enough, there's no hygiene.
Lady
right?
Bird true. Johnson, though.
No, no hygiene. No. Do you think women in like the 30s and 40s shaved their buttholes?
No.
Or whatever the fuck happens down there?
No.
I have no idea. It's all a mystery to me. I'm just saying, do you think they really took care of everything? Probably not, right?
No. Like no FDR's way. Wife, like that's probably a terrible asshole.
No. When did the vaginal shaving come into season?
Like
80s?
Kind of late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
Because it was, if you remember, it was those deep thongs that went up that were very neon. Like Panama City Beach and Daytona was hot and all that shit. And you're like, all right, cool, man. Like I remember seeing as a tiny baby child, my parents covering my eyes. And they're like, dude, don't look at that. And I was like, oh, my God, what is that? That's, you know, you could see someone's asshole right there. You know, that's when it started. And then you had to shave around that bathing suit.
Yeah.
So the landing strip was necessary because that's only how wide the bathing suit was.
Yes.
But are you a big fan of that? Or you go natural? Natural bush.
Me personally or on my lady?
Yeah, you personally. You bushman?
So, you know, I'll share with you in full vulnerable transparency. Mm-hmm. I haven't been doing manscaping for about the past 2 months. And that's because
on yourself?
On myself.
Okay.
Yeah. But I manscape plenty of other people.
Right.
I work at a barber shop, you know, just come on in and I'll trim you up.
Sure.
But like the good pair of like facial clippers I had at home, they broke. And then I've been lazy. I haven't gone to CVS to get a better pair. So my backup pair, it's just, they're weak. And my pubic hair, they'll get caught in that. Then it pulls.
Oh, yeah. You don't want that. You got to get Manscaped, dude.
Yeah.
The Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0 is the best thing I've ever used to trim my dick and balls ever. I'm not even
kidding. For real, by the
way. It's the fucking best.
No, dead serious.
I believe it.
Everybody's got this goddamn thing. And I know you see it everywhere, and you're like, dude, how good is that thing? It's rad.
Yeah, it's really fucking good.
Yeah, my wife fucking took it from me, and I was just like, dude. So
I've done plenty of nicks on my scrotum.
Yeah, you don't
want that. Back in the day. And, you know, they're so painful that I don't even yell out, oh, fuck. It's like you don't even have that breath inside to get it out. It's just like that.
Yeah.
Then it's bleeding forever.
You get those Vietnam balls.
It's not fun.
You got them all nicked
up. And you don't want to show up to a first date looking like that either.
No.
Like, what, you got fucking leprosy? Get out of here.
Yeah.
Dude, your scrotum's bleeding with, like this patchy thing taken out of it.
We've learned a lot about you today.
Maybe.
We've opened you up, I feel like, today.
I feel like this is the first time I've known myself.
Yeah.
Which tells me, like, I probably never was myself. I've been you guys all along. And that's what ayahuasca teaches you.
If you're out at home listening and or watching right now, well, not watching because we're going to be fucking banned for, 6 weeks until the election starts or something?
Probably, yeah.
It is what it is. They're shadow banning like everybody, so who fucking cares? You're listening right now. He's a very funny man. Where can everybody find you on social media?
Yeah, YouTube's a great place. Awaken with JP. That's my handle for everything as well. So find me at Awaken with JP, or if you find me offensive, avoid me at Awaken with JP.
For JP Sears, Danny Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros. Good night, everyone.
Yeah. Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in one-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free four-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off plus a free four-year warranty. Tonal.com.